from KQED.
Governor Jerry Brown is a formidable candidate for re-election. $10 million in the bank, favorable poll numbers, and the fact he's a Democrat in a heavily Democratic state. All that said, there are two Republicans running to replace him. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow has the story.
Tim Donnelly and Abel Maldonado represent the ends of the spectrum in California's Republican Party. When Maldonado was in the state Senate, he gave Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger the final vote he needed for the 2009 budget deal raising taxes. Schwarzenegger rewarded him by appointing him lieutenant governor. Donnelly, on the other hand, is probably the most conservative member of the state assembly.
You could put a gun to my head and I won't vote for a tax increase.
Donnelly used to be a member of the Minutemen, the self-styled vigilante group that patrolled the U.S.-Mexico border looking for illegal immigrants. He supported repealing California's DREAM Act, which makes some undocumented immigrants eligible for lower in-state tuition to public universities. Maldonado, he regularly talks about his family's immigrant roots. He supports a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants. And he's making a big push to diversify the Republican Party.
We as Republicans need to take our message and show a little respect and go to the communities that Republicans don't go to. We need to go to East LA. We need to go to the San Gabriel Valley. We need to go to Compton.
Maldonado is a businessman, but he's also had a long career in Central Coast politics. He served as mayor in Santa Maria, then was in the state assembly and Senate before becoming lieutenant governor. Last year, he ran for Congress as a moderate against incumbent Democrat Lois Capps and lost. But he's still holding on to the center. Take Obamacare. Maldonado says he would not try to block the president's signature achievement, even as Republican governors around the country fight it tooth and nail.
Do I believe that Obamacare is going to work? I've questioned it, and I continue to question it. But it is what's going to happen. It's going to move forward, and let's let it be to see what happens with it.
Donnelly, on the other hand, recently told a Solano County Tea Party meeting that Obamacare is, quote, a Trojan horse to full-blown socialism.
I will do everything in my power to stand on the border of California and keep the federal government and its army of agents from coming here to force you to do something you don't want to do.
2014 will be the first time California's new top two primary system goes into effect for a statewide race. Republican and Democratic voters alone won't be nominating their party's candidates. Instead, Democrats can vote for a Republican, Republicans can vote for a Democrat, and the top two vote-getters will advance to a November runoff, regardless of party affiliation. What type of candidates does the new system help most? Dan Schnur, director of USC's Jess Unruh Institute of Politics, says last year's local and congressional races showed that relying on your base alone won't work.
If all you do is talk to your best friends, you're not going to go very far.
And Schnur rejects the conventional wisdom, saying the top two system doesn't necessarily help moderates or hurt conservatives.
A candidate from the base of his or her respective party can reach out across party lines if they find an issue on which to do so.
Donnelly is convinced taxes are that issue.
When we're fighting in the trenches and we are champions of the average hardworking Californian, people forget we're Republicans. And they realize that we're on their side.
The new primary system is in place largely because of Maldonado. Schwarzenegger agreed to help place it on the ballot in exchange for Maldonado's support of the governor's 2009 budget. Maldonado is confident it will produce a moderate, down-the-middle nominee.
We're going to get a governor who has three qualities. Number one, open-minded. Number two, reasonable. And number three, pragmatic. And that's what we need in California today.
The California primary is still 10 months away, and at least one other candidate may join the race. Whichever Republican prevails will be rewarded with this: the chance to take on a powerful, well-funded incumbent who will boast of balancing the state budget after years of huge deficits. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.